I love a good walking tour across Chicago or anywhere. In fact, I haven't ever done a walking tour in Chicago. No judgment. I live here and I haven't done one. I visit a lot of places, but I do need to do one. I do them in other cities and I have a blast doing it. Well, that's why I need to talk to Hillary Marzek, the founder of Inside Chicago Walking Tours. Hillary, welcome to WGN.
John, thank you so much for having me. I'm shocked that you haven't been taking tours around Chicago, but I got you. I got your back.
I know. Well, you know, I'm driving around a lot. I think I know the city so well, and I've definitely seen the outside of a lot of these buildings. But Hillary, this is what kind of sets you apart from other tours. You make a point of going inside to take a look at the architecture inside out.
Yep, absolutely. And you're not alone. I mean, it sounds like a marketing pitch, but honestly, so many locals come on our walking tours, and so often they will say, I can't believe I walked by this building for 25 years on my way to the train, and I never thought to just pop inside.
What would be an example of a building that someone does that to?
Okay, so like, for example, the Chicago Cultural Center. It's a perfectly public building. It's open every single day of the week except holidays. And I will literally, because I do boat tours as well, I'll have a boatload of 200 people, and I'll say, who here has seen the Bean? And 200 hands go up. And I'll say, okay, hands down. Who here managed to get right across the street from the Bean to see the world's largest Tiffany Favreau glass dome made of 30,000 pieces of Tiffany Favreau glass made mostly by women? And 2 hands go up. Mm. So it's that kind of thing. It's locals. It's tourists. If locals don't even pop into places, tourists pop into places even less. So that's why I started a walking tour business.
And walking, I think, obviously, it's great to get outside. It's great to walk around. But at a ground level and maybe where you go up the stairs, it's a personal thing. I love the boat tour and I'm glad you do those too. It's just so you're looking so vast to be able to see something more minute and the details on the inside is a cool perspective.
Absolutely. I think you can really appreciate more of the kind of intentionality of the architects and even of the engineers when you're actually getting to look at, you're kind of getting to slow your roll, take a look from outside, and then actually pop inside and get to know the architecture as the art that it is.
Is it like one set tour you have, or do you have a few different options people can choose from?
No. When I started my business back in 2014, I had 6 routes. I make all the routes, and I used to lead all the routes myself. Now I have 9 guides who do most of the public tours for me. We're all teachers or improv performers or some kind of performers. We all love an audience. We love teaching people. So the tours that we have, they vary from my oldest and best one, which is the meat and potatoes. It's called The World Within, Dazzling Interiors of the Loop. And that one I've been running since I started it in 2014. And then the newest one is actually a haunted tour that I've tended to run seasonally. It's called Haunted by Our Dark Side, Chicago Ghost Gangsters and True Crime Tour. So that's a seasonal one we're going to do before we do Christmas stuff.
I love that. And also, congrats to you for building a business now as just a, you've gone from owner to CEO, right? Like you've gone from that leap now to scale up and have enough clients that you can possibly lead those tours. Has that been a tough transition for you as a business person, or has it been totally welcome?
You know, I wish I had some kind of more complicated story about knowing how to be an entrepreneur. And maybe I don't give myself enough credit, but like in improv comedy, we say you follow the fun of the scene. And I honestly feel like that's what I have done and that's what I have been privileged to do. So I research stuff. I make tours. I hire people. I train them. I make them my mom's spaghetti at Christmas. Very much definition of a small business. It really is just something that has brought me joy. So I haven't even thought of it in terms of, you know, like, oh, investments and business and stuff like that, which it has been a successful business. And it's wonderful to have survived COVID. It's fantastic. As a small business, a small woman-owned business, it's a big thing. So I'm proud of it. I probably don't give myself enough credit, but I really do feel like I'm just kind of following the fun of what I love doing.
Well said. InsideChicagoWalkingTours.com is the website, and that brings you immediately. I'm going to be so embarrassed if I got this wrong because I think I went to a wedding here. This is the rookery on the front page, right?
It very well might be. Let me see. If I look at my home page, the very first picture I have up on top, oh, yes, that's definitely the rookery. And that's a famous one. That's definitely one of the ones locals pass by and they say, I think I went to a Potbelly in here, but I never went in the lobby.
Wow, that's such a Chicago way of saying things. Yeah, we've often been to the restaurant or we've been to the Italian beef place, but we never took a look. Or maybe we've even walked through it and we don't know the story. And I think until we connect the beauty with the story, it doesn't land deep enough inside our soul to carry on forever.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. I see that the same way with walking tours and boat tours. It's like, you can go through this, you can go through any building, you could take a boat tour, you can, they could be speaking a completely different language, you could still see stuff until someone gives you that extra level of interpretation and meaning, then you're really only getting a very small sliver of what it could do for you experientially.
And one Google review kind of says just that. She turned the skyline into a story, and I will never look at it the same. Okay, give us kind of the who, what, where, when, how, why for people if they are listening to this and they say, huh, this piques my interest a little bit.
So I would say, first of all, whether you're a local or you're a tourist, if you are looking to get out and getting a little bit more inside of buildings and getting an on-foot personal perspective of Chicago's literally world-famous architecture, we run tours every single day. Tours, public tours generally run about 2 hours long. They're between like a mile and a quarter and a mile 0.75. That's the longest one. That's the engineering one. But they're all manageable, leisurely paced. We usually cap the groups at about 15 or 20 people. And yeah, we get to see some beautiful interiors, and we weave the whole story together according to whatever the theme of the tour is.
InsideChicagoWalkingTours.com. And again, there's a lot of great tours in Chicago, and I've talked to some of them on many different shows. I think that this is a compliment to what's already in the city, right? The get off the boat and then get walking with you.
Yep, that's absolutely right. I used to have a tour that I called Beyond the Boat, and it was about Chicago's riverfront interiors. Now I've actually renamed it, but because people were misunderstanding, they thought that it was a boat tour. And that was exactly the point, is that we're getting beyond the boat. We're actually seeing inside these buildings that most people are only going to just go right by.
I love it. Hillary, I don't need another job right now, but if I ever do, I love walking, I love talking, and I love history. So I might be applying within and be able to have some of that spaghetti around Christmas, okay?
All right. Make sure to put in a letter of reference, though.
Iridian, can you help with that? Yeah, she gives me the thumbs up, producer Iridian does. Hillary, great to chat with you. Hope we do it again soon.
All right, thanks again, John. Thank you for talking with me.
InsideChicagoWalkingTours.com.